No, we don't have a lot of money. 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 No, we don't.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The defense expected to conclude its case today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. Sources familiar with the matter tell ABC that Trump himself is not expected to testify in his own defense. ABC's Erica Tursky has more from outside court.
The defense asked the judge to dismiss the case before it even gets to the jury, arguing that prosecutors failed to prove any criminal intent. There was no immediate ruling from Judge Mershon. And now the defense is going to rest later today.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was on ABC's Good Morning America and said the prosecutor at the International Criminal Court is out to defame Israel by seeking warrants for him and Israel's defense minister over the war with Hamas. The ICC also seeking warrants for Hamas leaders. One person was killed on board a Singapore Airlines flight when it encountered severe turbulence en route from London to Singapore. 18 people are hospitalized. This is ABC News. A milestone today for veterans health care.
In New Hampshire today, President Biden will announce his administration has approved more than 1 million claims from veterans exposed to toxic burn pits and other hazards on military bases in Iraq and Afghanistan. This care is possible through the PACT Act, which the president signed into law in the summer of 2022. According to the White House, more than 5.4 million veterans have received free screenings from the VA for toxic exposures, and the department has delivered more than $5.7 million in benefits to veterans and their survivors. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
There may be trouble at Graceland.
I don't know which way to go.
Because it may be headed to auction. A foreclosure notice says the home of Elvis Presley will be sold at auction on Thursday over an unpaid loan apparently taken out by his daughter, Lisa Marie Presley, who died last year. Elvis's granddaughter fighting the sale in court, claiming the loan documents are fake. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The newest prosecutor in the Wisconsin Attorney General's office is funded by a foundation fighting climate change. The Journal Sentinel reports Karen Heineman's $90,000 salary is covered by the State Energy and Environmental Impact Center at New York University Law School. It was set up to fight efforts to roll back environmental protections under the law. Bird flu has infected dairy herds in other parts of the country, but so far not Wisconsin. Experts are worried now that one person in Texas was infected. Andrew Pecos is with Johns Hopkins University.
Given that dairy farms have a large number of people who can come in contact with infected cows, there is an increased chance of the H5N1 virus also directly infecting humans.
Experts recommend sticking with pasteurized dairy products. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin unemployment is down to less than 3%. The Department of Workforce Development says that's more than a full percentage point under the national average. The number of jobless people statewide went down about 1,300 since last month. The Duluth Air Show over this past weekend brought in a great deal of revenue for the Twin Port cities. According to a WDIO report, officials say the air show typically brings about $20 million into the local economy due to bringing about 50,000 people into the area for the show. Attendance at the show has been steadily increasing to record levels over the past few years, which organizers credit to an increased interest in the show and some lucky weather. This year saw a few clouds, but many people still attended the show. American Legion Post 53 in Eau Claire is once again calling for the community's help in keeping one of their sculptures from the Eau Claire tour. The organization is hoping to buy the stand for the Flagstaff statue so it can remain in front of their building as it has been for the past 2 years. They need to raise about $50,000 to do it, and so far the campaign to purchase the statue has raised about $32,000. Anybody interested in donating can contact the American Legion directly. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose an extra inning.
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Marlins 3-2 after 10 innings. Joe Ross only threw 15 pitches. Before leaving with a sore back, he's headed to IL. Manager Pat Murphy.
When you try to win a game and you lose a one-run ball game, you're going to tax your pen sometimes. So when your starter goes one, that's, you know, and we were in position to win. You know, this was like kind of a takeaway. You know what I mean? And credit to the Marlins, and they kept fighting, and yeah, credit to them.
The Crew is now 1-3 for the road trip. The Marlins have won 5 of their last 6. NFL. Vikings receiver Justin Jefferson skipping OTAs until he gets a new contract. Packers Matt LaFleur asked if he needs a fourth quarterback behind Love, Sean Clifford, and rookie Michael Pratt in camp.
We'll see. It's pretty fluid like it is every year. You know, different circumstances come up and then you adjust, but it is challenging to rep a bunch of quarterbacks. Just to divvy those out, it can be challenging.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clement.
No, track regionals held yesterday. Some of the qualifiers we've been mentioning throughout the morning. Those who have moved on to sectionals in Cameron on Thursday. Mercer's Ona Ruiz. She wins the girls' triple jump competition. And Winter's Riley Ain won in the third place to advance on. And Winter's Gracie Granica also advanced on. Right, so all those. The boys' triple jump had Phillips qualifying Jonathan Parker. He took second to advance on. The girls' discus had Mercer's Ellie Shinneman finishing in second, and Phillips' Layla Staroba finished in fourth to advance on. In the boys' discus, Shawamigan's A.J. Morgan advances on with a second-place finish. Phillips' Brody Janicek finishes in third to advance, and Greg Morgan finished in fourth, also advancing on. In the girls' shot put, you had Mercer's Eileen Shinneman finishing in second to advance on, and Mercer's Anya Brandenburg finished in fourth to advance. And in the boys' shot put, Shawamigan's A.J. Morgan second advancing on, and Winter's Sawyer Milker finishing in fourth. Now, team-wise, yesterday, Phillips wins the girls' regional championship with 158 points. Hurley in second. The Shawamigan girls finished in third place. South Shore in fourth, Drummond fifth, Mercer sixth, Washburn seventh, Solon Spring Northwoods eighth, Winter ninth, Mellon tenth, Butternut 11th, Bayfield 12th, and LCO 13th. On the boys' side, Phillips also wins the boys' regional championship with 149. Shawamigan second with 123.5. Hurley third, Washburn fourth, Solon Springs Northwoods in fifth, Drummond in sixth, followed by Bayfield, South Shore, Winter, Mellon, and LCO. All the results from the regional track yesterday, you can view them at 98qcountry.com. Just click on sports. Your 98Q weather is brought to you by Hansen HVAC. Heating and cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer. Of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and there could be a couple of isolated strong to severe storms later this afternoon into this evening. It's going to be breezy with a high near 70 today. The rain could be heavy with a half inch to an inch or more of rain likely before everything winds down late tonight into tomorrow. Stay weather aware today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
There's a whole lot more. Brand new country. I'm
Q Country.
Usually so neon lights are pretty good for bad goodbyes. I got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight.
Don't listeners on the planet.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Somebody truck in a farmer's field, a no trespass sign, a time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? Somebody truck in a farmer's field, and somebody bear sitting on ice after a long hard day makes it taste just right. Somebody girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips in that farmer's field. Somebody creek around 2 a.m. After a few of those beers, you wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes, so just hang them on a limb. Somebody creek around 2 a.m. And there's somebody truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips. Yeah.
weave through old sidewalk cracks.
Country. If you're going out fishing this weekend, Memorial weekend, get on into Bader's. Oh, they've got all the stuff you need. Maybe you need a graduation present for somebody who enjoys, hunting, fishing, even walking through the outdoors and stuff. All kinds of great gift ideas and gift certificates at Bader's Sports Center, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, right next to Pick and Save, one of our featured businesses of the month. Some of the headlines today. The storms out in Houston last week. Wow, the death toll has risen to 8 from the storms down in that part of the country. The FDIC chairman has announced that he is going to resign as soon as his successor can be confirmed. What else? The Supreme Court has declined to take up a challenge to Maryland's assault rifle ban. That cargo ship, we mentioned this yesterday, that cargo ship that hit the bridge in Baltimore and caused 6 construction workers to die. There's nothing criminal in that. Everything's legit, apparently, that they had a power outage and everything. But the people on that boat finally got to get off the boat. It's been a couple of months, and there's 21 crew members that have had to live on that boat. They're from India, Dubai. And they had visa issues, and due to maritime rules, they were not allowed to get off the boat. I mean, they were on it the whole way. It was kind of cruel, actually, but it's part of the maritime laws, apparently. But now the ship is moving, and I'm assuming that eventually they'll be able to get off of that ship. I mean, they gave them food and everything. They made it as comfortable as they can. But that story is pretty incredible. But that ship that hit that bridge is finally on the go, which is good news for your Amazon order that's probably sitting on that ship somewhere.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs. From mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about. April's warmth has arrived, and with it comes great opportunities from the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. Stand out in the community with a retail partnership sponsorship at the 71st Annual Flamborama, one of Wisconsin's longest-running celebrations. Gain recognition through the Chamber and civic media like 98Q Country, reaching 18 counties. Contact the Chamber office today at 715-762-2703 or visit us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Meet our new chamber director, Courtney, and grab our community coupon books at half price, only $10, packed with savings from local businesses. Join the chamber today for a thriving business tomorrow.
Mike and Terry Hammerstrom are a very proud log roller sponsor of the Logger United organization and wishes the best to the Phillips Logger sports teams and great success this season.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, May 25th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the St. Therese Church parking lot and dining hall in Phillips, there will be a garage sale and a bronze sale. The garage sale is Make an Offer. Again, this is Saturday, May 25th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the St. Therese Church parking lot and dining hall off of Highway 13 in Phillips.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Can you hear me now? Rascal Flatts, Toby Keith, Martina McBride.
I play the best country music in town.
Play something country. 98Q Country.
Took that one pretty hard. I had another one in another town. I spent a whole lot of nights missing her till it all went black. She stopped texting back and I finally got to kiss her. So here's to the arm. Was gonna make me drop to one knee, and I tried like hell, but I couldn't help. My mama loved her more than me. Into all those July crushes turned into September leavings. Goodbyes that didn't feel good back then. It happened for a real good reason. Here's to the old. Baby.
online at 98QCountry.com.
Is a town near Ghaziabad City over there. And I'm not sure if she's named after that or what, but we'll try to get more information on new artist Dasna, D-A-S-N-A. Have you ever wondered, this always drives my wife crazy when I say this, she's like, oh boy, here it comes. I was reading this amazing, interesting, fascinating fact about the planet Earth. And you always hear people say when scientists and stuff say, you know, 17 billion years ago, the Earth had fill in the blank. And you're like, how do you know? And how do we say to that person any information that would be able to detract away from what they're claiming? Well, how old is the planet Earth? Although there is actually no way to know exactly. We'll start with that. The Earth's exact age is unknown, but scientists have calculated it to be roughly 4.54 billion years old. That's an estimation, give or take 50 million years in there. What's a million years? But so how did they arrive at that number? Although scientists have pondered this question for centuries, more recent technological advances have made it easier for researchers to understand the Earth's age. So above all else, radiometric dating has been the most helpful in figuring out the Earth's birth, because it allows scientists to pinpoint the age of a rock. So the oldest rocks on Earth, 4.03 billion years old, were found in Canada, while Greenland, Australia, and Swaziland. That'd be a cool place to live. Where are you from? Swaziland. And sounds like a good pickup line. So those three places are home to rocks that range from 3.4 to 3.8 billion years old. To top that off, scientists have also discovered stardust that is a staggering 7 billion years old, which means that the Earth is relatively young in comparison to the other stuff around us in the universe. Man, we were talking the other day about feeling like a speck on the planet. Now you feel like a speck in time. 4 billion years old for the planet Earth, and you didn't even get it a present or cake. Shame on you.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hey, head on down to Northwoods Greenhouse this weekend and take in all the glory of planet Earth, like we talked about. Get something planting, maybe a hanging basket. Maybe just have fun looking around. It's always fun to go in greenhouses and look at all the different species and what they do and how they flourish. It's pretty amazing. And on top of that, ice cream, one of our featured businesses of the month. Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream in Prentice.
Kick gutter stress to the curb with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years of expertise for peace of mind. Get your quote today at CompleteRainGutter.com. Relax, we've got you covered.
Fast Tracks Excavating in Phillips has been doing business locally since 2005 and is a proud supporter of local community events and a Logger United Sports Booster sponsor.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing three kids, two dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Plus, get your application fee waived through May 31st. Flexible online and hybrid classes start soon. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Let's get to work.
Yeah!
Getting you through the workday with today's best country and more of it.
98Q Country.
I was out with the boys catching up. biggest country fan.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
I'm gonna make it.
and L. Dean there at 98Q Country. All right, we're hoping to get a local ball game in today, but we'll see what the weather provides for us. Shawamigan and Phillips at the Park Falls Athletic Complex 5 today. It's an elimination game, regionals. The winner moves on, and that is defeated will have their season ended. My son and I have been looking online. As you know, I grew up a Minnesota fan. I'm a Minnesota Timberwolves fan. Very excited about my Timberwolves, as everyone was excited about the Bucks, and I was too a few years ago. That excitement for the Timberwolves in the conference finals. And my son and I were talking yesterday. I'm just like, well, I said, would you want to go to a game? And he said, well, it'd be fun to be in the building for a game, and just to feel the atmosphere. So I started looking at tickets last night and today. Friday would be the game we would go to. Listen to this. It's just stupid. Prices of tickets for some of these games, and they're, a lot of them are driven by the Ticketmasters and the StubHubs, because they buy them and resell them. To get in the building right now for a NBA playoff game at the Target Center in Minneapolis, $330 for Friday is the cheapest ticket you can find. If you want to be courtside, you'd have to mortgage your first child's future and sell off your personal belongings. Probably about a grand to be courtside, maybe. If you want to be right there in one of those chairs that's right on the court, you know, for the game, eight or nine, eight, ten grand, maybe. Might get you a spot down there. I'll watch it from home. I'll put my microwave popcorn in. I'm fine with that. I like to monitor it, though, and just see just the dumb prices for some of these sporting events. I can't even imagine what things like Taylor Swift concerts and stuff like that would run. I hope your Tuesday is just a fabulous day. It's going to be a washout today. Tomorrow, you know, might be wet tomorrow too, but today definitely just overcast, cloudy, and we're going to see some periods of some pretty significant rainfall during the day is what they're telling us. We've got John St. John in next. He's in till 2. Gray will be in 2 to 5, and then at 5 we'll either have local softball or the Brewers at 5:05, one of the two. We'll see you back in here tomorrow. Lots of local stuff lined up for Reality Radio tomorrow morning after 8 o'clock.
It's your time. Register for summer and fall classes at North Central Technical College today. Whether you're looking to explore new interests, advance your career, or earn college credits, NTC has the courses and programs to help you succeed. With flexible scheduling options, online classes, and expert faculty, you can tailor your education to fit your busy lifestyle. Visit ntc.edu to explore class and program options, or call your local NTC campus to reserve your spot. North Central Technical College, where your journey begins.
Forward Bank in Park Falls and Phillips is building a strong foundation in the community. They offer mobile and online banking with other unique services and is a proud Logger United Sports Booster sponsor. Forward Bank, moving communities forward together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Memorial Day weekend is around the corner, and the weather is perfect for planting. Whether it's tomatoes or cucumbers, petunias or cosmos, you'll find an outstanding selection of vegetable plants and flowers at the Winter Greenhouse. Join many enthusiastic gardeners and get prepared for an inspiring summer by visiting Winter Greenhouse. Visit this Memorial weekend, open 7 days a week from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. 2 miles north of Winter off County Highway W.
Get ready for summer parties with big savings at Menards. Shelter Logic event canopies provide shade and weather protection for tailgating and outdoor gatherings. Their heavy-duty steel frames have slip-fit connections for easy assembly. With so many options, you can find the perfect one for you. Check out all the options in store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, That doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hubdy at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter. Swiffer Power Mop,
Swiffer Power Mop. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Showers and thunderstorms strike this afternoon and into the evening hours, with a good chance of them turning strong to severe, packing large hail, possible tornadoes, heavy downpours leading to flash flooding, frequent lightning, and damaging wind gusts. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
This is your station.
This is my station.
So own it. Listen in your car, online, and on our app. It's easy and free.
98Q Country.